And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There's more news this week of North Carolina's inadequate and declining commitment to public education. A new state report finds that it will take another $79.1 million per year to meet the very modest recommended school nurse to student ratio recommended by national experts of one nurse for every 750 students. Indeed, right now, fewer than half of North Carolina's school districts, 46 out of 115, meet the ratio, and the average nurse tends to more than 1,000 students and 2 to 3 schools. Some cover as many as 2,000 kids and 6 schools. These numbers ought to worry and anger responsible adults in our state. When parents send their children to public school, they have a right to expect that the state will keep them safe from harm and have professionals available at all times in the case of health emergencies. How in the world can the state meet this duty when a single nurse is frantically shuttling between a half dozen schools? The bottom line, the North Carolina legislature has been irresponsibly underfunding our schools for years, and now the consequences have moved from learning to basic student safety. All North Carolinians should demand immediate action. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.